And we're holding the top line of Fafbeis Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of discussing the question, when a husband is made for his wife's neder, is it miyakar okar, he uproots the neder as though it never existed, or megas gayas, he cuts it off from now on, it's not in effect, but until now it was in effect. One thing we mentioned, and nafkamina of it would be if somebody else, if another woman, for example, hears her making this neder of nezirus and says va'ani, then Rochel's, the first woman's husband, is mefer for her, is the second woman's nezirus still in effect? And we mentioned there are a couple of other nafkaminas that come up as we go through the sugya. So the Gemara, so we've been proving proofs one way or the other, and we haven't finished it yet. So the Gemara continues, Toshma, ho'isha shenodra benazir. We learn in a braisa that if a woman made a neder of nezirus, v'nitmis, and then she became tomei, v'achakach hefa labayla, and afterwards her husband cancels her neder. We learned this the other day. Mevi'a chata sa'oif, v'ene mevi'a ola sa'oif. She still brings the chata sa'oif, but she doesn't bring the ola sa'oif. So we brought it the other day in connection with machloikas, which of the korbanos are really essential for her kapara. But now we're bringing up the point. In other words, v'isakret bal megas gayas, if you're going to tell me that the husband cuts off the nezirus from now on, meaning that until now it was in effect, taisinami ola sa'oif, then she should also have to bring the ola sa'oif. She should have a nozer tome, again brings three korbanos, two birds, an ola and a chatas, and one animal for an asham. So she should have to bring not just the chatas, but also the ola as well. Now, why are we not talking about the osham? So Tosva says, in fact, it could be also that she'd have to bring the osham as well. The Braisa and the Gemara are just talking about the oila, because the chatas and the oila are mentioned in the same pasuk. But in fact, the same question would apply to the osham as well. On the other hand, the Meforish says differently. He says that it's one thing that he brings based on a Gemara in Krisus that the point of the korbanos of a nazir tomei, and specifically the osham, is to allow him to restart his nezirus. What happened? We're talking about a nazir who became tomei. Now they can't restart their nezirus until they bring certain korbanos, and the osham is necessary for that. But in this case, she's not going to be taking on another nezirus, because the whole point is her husband was mefer for her. Even if we say Mega's guy is, still from now on, there's no nezirus. So there'd be no reason for her to have to bring the osham, and therefore the Mefarish says that's why Rashi doesn't bring that point. That's why the Gemara doesn't bring that point about the osham. On the other hand, again, Tosfa says that no, it means the osham as well. We're just mentioning the chatos and the oila because they're both in the same pasuk. Anyway, the fact that she brings only the chatos, so it seems to not fit with the idea that Megas Gai is, because if Megas Gai is, until now there was a full Mezirus in effect, she should have to bring at least the Ola as well, maybe even the Oshim as well. So the Gemara asks back, the Elamai Miyaka Okar. So what are you telling me then? You think that the husband uproots the neder completely? Chata Soif Nami Lo Taisi, then she shouldn't have to bring the Chata Soif either. And the Gemara answers, Hochinami, as a matter of fact, yes, you could say that in principle she shouldn't have to bring the chata soif either. But Homani, Rabalazar Akapali, but our Braisa would be that we just quoted would be according to Rabalazar Akapa, whom we've quoted a few times already, the Tanya, Rabalazar Akapa, Berebi Omer, the Bar Rebbe is really Biribi. We talked about this the other day. It means the great Tamil Chacham. Anyway, that he says, Ma Tamad Lamasha Chota Alam Nafesh. What does the Pasik mean to teach us? When it says about the nazir tomei that the kohen has to bring a kapara for him, mashu chota al nefesh, that he sinned against the soul, v'chi be'ez a nefesh chota, what soul did he sin against? As we talked about the other day, mashu chota al nefesh can suggest that he killed somebody, which he didn't. It can mean that he deliberately became tomei, which is not necessarily the case. Ella, v'chi be'ez a nefesh chota zeh. Rather, the reason is because he deprived himself of wine, therefore he's called a chote, he's called a sinner, says Rabbi Elazar Kapper. And he goes on, and we can make a kavachomer in this, madach, such a person who deprived himself only of wine. Again, as we talked about the other day, the other things that a nazir is also to do are not really considered deprivations per se. Nikra Chote, and yet the Pasuk calls him a sinner. Amatzar Atzmo, Mikol Davar, a person who afflicts himself and deprives himself of many things, for example, by fasting when he doesn't need to. Alachas Kama Vakama, how much more so that Rabbi Elazar HaKapo says he's called a Chote. The point being, again, like we've said before, that since in this case there is a degree of kapara that is needed just for that, fine, we wouldn't say that wouldn't be a strong enough reason to ordinarily bring a chatas ha'oif anyway. But you would never say, for example, that just because a person became a nazir, automatically they need to bring a chatas ha'oif. There's only a certain defined case when they become tamei. Nonetheless, since on the other hand, a chatas ha'oif is something that can be brought even when there's a weak reason for it, for example, only when there's a suffix, so then by the same token, this reason over here can be, even though it's a weak reason in and of itself, can be a good enough reason since she was already chayev beforehand, before the husband canceled her neder. She was chayev in the schata sa'if anyway. Then therefore, the fact that a chata sa'if can be brought even for weak reasons is reason enough for it to be a residual thing over here that she should at least need to bring that. The Mefarish, by the way, mentions an interesting point in this sugya. Actually, he mentions it earlier, that we talked yesterday about the concept of chatois hamesis, that when you have a chatas whose owner died or was miskapa with another animal or any of several other cases, then you have this concept of a chatas has to be locked up and left to die. The Mefarish has an interesting idea over here that he mentions in a pirush earlier on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that in the case of birds, it's not so. You don't have the concept of chatas amesis. At least those cases that it talks about Masechta Tmura do not apply to birds. Many Rishonim disagree with that. And according to them, you would have to explain, like the way Tosfos is saying that since anyway you can bring a chata sa'if even for weaker cases like that, then you can bring it over here. According to the Mefarish, you could say that in this case it's not going to be a chata sa'mesa because that concept doesn't apply to birds before. So far, we could say that this braisa does assume that mieka ochr, the husband, does uproot the nazirus completely. But nevertheless, there's enough of it remaining for her to be to have to bring a chata sa'if. Tosfos points out, by the way, that earlier on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, when we mentioned we were saying that there was a braisa over there that seems to go according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapper. We didn't bring this whole detail. We only brought the whole braisa of his a few days ago in a completely different context. But here earlier in our sugya, a mieka oka and megas gaias, all it said was she needs kapara. It didn't go into the details. So Tosfos mentions that there's two possibilities. Either, again, we talked about yesterday, the girsa may be she doesn't need kapara, and therefore it would be like a chatas shemesu, but it would be like a chatas whose owner died, but now has to become a chatas amesa. Again, according to the Mefarish, that wouldn't be the case. The other possibility is, the fact is, before, we're not really going like Rabbi Elazar HaKapper. He's saying you actually have to bring the chatas. In a case that we talked about yesterday, that she made a neder of nezirus, and then her husband canceled it before she finished the nezirus, there we were talking about where she was tahor, she never became tamei, then we said that then we mentioned that she needs a kapara, but the fact is she doesn't end up bringing that kapara, because in that case, her chatas, in the case of a nazir tahor, the chatas is an animal rather than a bird, and an animal chatas, there's no way to bring for just a weak reason like that. So therefore, it becomes a chatas amesa. As opposed to over here, the fact is we are saying she does bring the chatas oif again, because you can bring a chatas oif for such a weak reason. So here, Tosfos says that is why here the Gemara goes to the trouble of bringing Rabbi Elazar HaKapper's complete statement, because here, in fact, his complete statement is being fulfilled, as opposed to earlier, it really isn't, because she's not actually bringing the chatas. We're just saying the fact that she needs to bring one is a strong enough reason to consider it a chatas amesa. Okay. So the Gemara, so anyway, the point is that this braisa is not a proof one way or the other. You could say it's more of a proof that miyaka oker. If you say that to miyaka oker, then that gives us a good reason that she should have to at least bring the chatas. If you were to say megas gaias, granted, she has to bring the chatas, but then why isn't she bringing the other korbanos as well? The fact is that until now, there was a valid nazirus over here, and the ordinary rules of a nazir tameh should apply that she has to bring three korbanos, one of them being a chatas and the other two being an oila and an osha. Okay, the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring a proof to Tanya Behedia. We have a very clear braisa that says, if a woman made a neder of nazirus, the shama chavet of amra va'ani, her friend hears and says va'ani, and I will be a nazir, and the first woman's husband comes and is made for her neder, he muteres v'chaveira asura. Then she, the one whose husband was made for it, is now muter, but her friend who said va'ani remains asur. Well, shma mina baal megas gaias, that seems to definitively show that the husband cuts off the nazirus. Otherwise, if the husband removes the nazirus as though it never existed, then there's nothing for the friend to be matched for sin either, because it turns out there was no nazirus over here. So therefore, that would be a proof. Tosfos points out that actually it seems that the previous braisa and this braisa then are arguing. You know, the previous braisa we said that we showed that it works according to the opinion, it works according to the possibility of mieka ocher. Now we're saying this one can only work according to the possibility of megas gaias. So Tosfos says, okay, evidently it means that the braisas are arguing one with another. On the other hand, the Rosh says that maybe the Rosh says maybe not actually. Even if Megas Gai is, the fact is, like we said before, the whole purpose of the Korbanos of a Nazir Tameh is in order to start the Nazirus over again, like we brought before, what the Mefarish brings based on Gemara and Chrysos. So therefore, you could argue that really, really, even if Megas Gai is, unlike, now again, Gemara was assuming before that if Megas Gai is, she should have to bring all the Korbanos, and that forced the Gemara to say, if the fact is, we say, she's bringing only one, that it must be Miyaka Oker, now the Rosh says, maybe the Gemara is saying, maybe not necessarily, maybe a different way of understanding is, even if Megas Gai is, she ought to be potter from all the Korbanos, because there's not going to be another Nazirus to restart, and the only reason, according to that Braisa, that she's bringing a Chatas Oif, is because it follows Rabbi Elazar HaKapra that she was a Choyter. So according to that, you don't have to say the braisas are arguing with each other about that point necessarily. They could both agree that Megas Gai is, but one is saying that she brings the chatas because it goes according to Rabbi Elazar Kapper, and the other one is not mentioning that point at all. So it may well also be according to him. Okay. So now the braisa continues. So now we're going to deal with another part of the braisa. On the surface of it, this next piece is not really directly related to what we said before, but on the face of it, it's just having brought part of the braisa, then it brings the rest of the braisa. So we'll get into that. Anyway, the braisa continues. Reb Shimon Omer, im amra la hareni kemoisech, if the friend said to the first woman, I am like you, shtei en mutares, then both of them are going to be mutter. Because the implication is that when you're mutter, then automatically I'm going to be mutter as well. Now, meaning, in other words, so the Tanakhama of the Braisa had said that Rachel is mutter, but Leah remains osir. And Reb Shimon is saying, now Tosfos is saying, one possibility is that Reb Shimon is not arguing with the Tanakhama, just clarifying that there's a difference between whether she says va'ani, where then we say, yes, her nazirus depends on her friend's nazirus, but as long as her friend's nazirus was chal for some period of time, then she can be matfis in it, and she can say va'ani, and her nazirus is valid. Whereas Reb Shimon is saying, you should know that on the other hand, if she were to say, Hareini kemoisich, I am like you, then that would be different because now she's making it clear that her nazirus depends on the other one's nazirus. So there wouldn't be a machlokas, just Reb Shimon is clarifying. On the other hand, Tosfos brings from Maharaf, which is Rabbeinu Peretz, that Reb Shimon would say that even if she says va'ani, we would understand it to mean that I mean to be like you, in which case there would be a machlokes, in other words, that the Tanakhama would say that if she says va'ani, then we say that since we concluded so far that Megha's guy is, then we would say that the friend's nazirus is still in effect. And Reb Shimon would be saying that no, even if she says just va'ani, we understand it as if she said va'ani kemoisech, and I will be like you, which means that which means therefore that if you're not a nazira anymore, then neither am I. Anyway, according to Tosfos points out, I mean, how do you have, anyway, if Leah accepted Nazirus on herself, how, if we say Megha's Gaius, how does Leah's, how could Leah's Nazirus go away just because she said Hareini Kamoisa? So the answer is, the fact is, she took on Nazirus, and we can't have Nazirus less than 30 days. And the answer is because Hareini Kamoisa means, she means to imply by that, I'm not taking on Nazirus unless it comes out that yours is a valid Nazirus. If it comes out that for whatever reason your Nazirus ends up being canceled, then I'm saying that my Nazirus should never be in effect in the first place. Well, in that case, since Rachel's Nazirus does get canceled by her husband, so therefore the Tanai never took effect, and therefore Leah's Nazirus doesn't take effect either. We're not saying, in other words, that Leah took on an unconditional Nazirus, and now we're saying when Rachel's husband is mefer to her, then Leah's Nazirus should also be canceled because she said Kemosef. No, what we mean is that she said to be that her the import of saying Hareini Kemosef is saying that whatever the status of your Nazirus ends up being, that will, depending on that, will be the status of my Nazirus. Okay. So now the Gemara continues with something else that has to do with this. According to many of the Mefarshim, this is not really a direct continuation of the Gemara before. We're just having discussed this point about having discussed this last point of Reb Shimon about having discussed even the point that Tanakhama had made that if Rachel says Nazirus and Leah says Va'ani, and then the first one is Mefer, that in fact Rachel's Nazirus is gone, but Leah's Nazirus still exists. So now the Gemara is going to go and analyze that point further. There are Mefoshim, actually, who explain that this is still a continuation of the discussion from before, that actually it's not so simple to say that, it's not so simple to finish off Megha's guy is, maybe in fact we still have reason to, maybe in fact we still have reason to say that, that Miyaka Oker, that maybe we haven't actually fully concluded yet that the husband has up, that has, is just cutting off the nether, maybe there still is the possibility that Miyaka Oker. So let's learn the next bit, and then we'll talk about the long Tosfos over here on Amud Aleph that discusses the ins and outs of that. So the Gemara says, "Mazuter b'edra mori omer." Hi, this discussion, this point that we had in the Braisa, that again you have the scenario: Rachel made a neder of Nazirus. Leah said va'ani. Then Rachel's husband canceled the neder, and we said that according to the Tanakhama and according to the first explanation in Tosfos, even according to Reb Shimon, if Leah had just said va'ani, then her nazirus is still in effect. Hainu the Rami Bachama, this is like the case that Rami Bachama asked about. The boy Rami Bachama, namely Rami Bachama, had a question. We talked about this in Nedarim. Now, at the beginning of Nedarim, we had the whole discussion over there about that it's possible to create a neder by being matfis, similar to what we're saying over here about saying bani. So you can say, for example, that you have in front of you one thing that became kaddish through a neder or nedava, and you say this other thing should be like this first one, and the din is that the other thing becomes also by a neder as well. So now Rami Bachama asked the question, what if a person were to say this fruit should be like the meat of this shlomim? So mahu, what be the din? Ki mitbis inish beikra matfis. Do we say that when a person is being matfis to create a neder by associating it with something else, is he referring to the original status of it? Well, the original status of this meat of the shlomim was that it was also to eat. You're not allowed to eat from any korban before the blood of it is sprinkled on the mizbeach. So therefore, so it would come out then that he's saying this meat was or is also, we'll talk about soon, whether Rami Bahama is talking about before the Zrika or after it. He's saying that is he saying that he's referring to the original status of this meat of the Shlamim, which was or is now Osir, and therefore he means that the fruit or whatever it is should also be Osir. Or maybe you could say that he's being makvis in the end of it. The word snana, the Mephoshim explained over here, comes from the word sonin, which means cold. You think about it, you start off with something hot, and then eventually it cools off. So therefore, you can use the word snana, which means cold, to refer to like the later status of something. It started off hot, and now it became cold. So snana would mean over here the end of it. On the other hand, you have on the side over here, you have Nuschas Harivon, which is variant versions in the Mefarish. The Mefarish, we said to begin with, may actually be the Rivon, Rashi's son-in-law. But in any case, there are notes on the side over here of the Gemara that bring alternate versions of that. And he has the alternate version instead of Bitsnana, Besefer, which just means the end. Be'ikra versus meaning the beginning, or Besefer versus Bitsnana, meaning the end. The Aruch has yet another girsa. The Aruch has a girsa tznafa, and he explains that would mean something like a branch or an outgrowth. So it would mean is he associating it with the outgrowth of what happens with this meat, namely that eventually it becomes mutter, because eventually you sprinkle the blood, and then the meat becomes mutter. So now, if you're matfis, then you're not matfis in something which is osu, you're being matfis in something which is mutter. So now, Mazutra is saying that the case before we had about Rochel and Leah is very similar to this case of Rami Bahamas. The same way as in Rami Bahamas' case, you have he's being matfis in Besar Shlomim, in the meat of a Shlomim, and you're not sure whether he means the original status of it before the Zrika or the later status after the Zrika. Well, now we have the case of the two women over here. What are we saying? That given that we decided so far that Megas guy is that when the husband is made for the wife's neder, he cuts it off from now on, then you have the same kind of thing. There's a status of Rochel's neder that originally it was a valid neder, and now it's not. So we're saying that when Leah was matfis in Rochel's neder, then she's matfis in the original status of it. Therefore, she becomes and remains in Azira. Well, that would answer Rami Bahama's question. So that would answer the question that he means, in fact, to refer to the original status of this meat. And therefore, the result is that what he's being matfis in it will, in fact, become ulcer. Now, Tosfos on Amud Aleph has a very long discussion about all this, and the Rosh also brings some of this discussion. First of all, Tosfos says that in Nedarim, the Gemara mentions over there that Rami Bahama's question is where the meat is after Zrikas Dam. So whereas all Gemara is not mentioning that point, and you're having the question, which one is he referring to? Now, how is that the same thing as what we're talking about over here with Rochel and Leah's neder, where at the time when Rochel said Va'ani, her neder was still in effect. And here, actually it is the same thing then. We're saying that in the Dorim, the expression in the Gemara is that Rami Bahama's question is that he's matfis in the meat after Zrikas Damim. So he has after Zrikas Damim, the meat is sitting on the table in front of him, and he says, these fruit should be like this meat. And the question is, did he mean how the meat was before, or does he mean how it is now? Well, how is that the same as our Gemara, where Leah is being matfis in Rochel's neder while it still exists? She obviously didn't say Vani after Rochel's husband was made for her. So in fact, Tosfos says there are Rishonim who want to explain that, in fact, Mavzutra is coming to tell us, you concluded so far that Baal Megas Gaia, that the husband cuts off the Nazirus as if it never existed. No, not necessarily. In fact, you could say, in fact, you could still say Miyaka Okar, and then it would relate to Rami Bahama's question. This, in other words, you could still ask the question that when the friend is being matfis, when the friend is saying va'ani, You could say, did she mean that I plan to be like you as you were before your husband was Mefer, or as you are now, where even though retroactively it's going to turn out there's no nether, and the same way as you have Rami Bar Chama's question. However, Tosfos then has a bunch of questions on that explanation and says it doesn't really work out. Some of the questions that Tosfos says, fine, you could say, you could answer B'doichek, but Tosfos has a bunch of questions on this thing. One thing is the Gemara has said flat out that Toshma, the Tony Behedya, and he said Shmamina, Baal Mega's guy is. So it seems odd that all of a sudden, after we said Shmamina, that's it, we concluded that Mega's guy is, all of a sudden Mazutra is gonna go and disagree with that whole Sylvia. So there's a bunch of questions that Tosfos has. So Tosfos ends up saying that no. What it is that Mazutra agrees that Mega's guy is, but he's saying now, given that we have this Braisa, and we're explaining it based on the principle of Mega's guy is, can we use it to answer Rami Bachama's question? So Rami Bachama is asking whether you're going according to the way the Shlomim was originally or the way it is later on. And the same thing over here is Leah going according to the original status of Rachel's Neder or the status it is now. And Tosfos says, by the way, that the Gemara there in Nedarim, when it says that Rami Bachama's question, when it presents Rami Bachama's question, that if he's matfis in the meat of a Shlomim after Zrikas Damim, the words after Zrikas Damim are not necessarily part of Rami Bachama's question. That may be the Gemara's editorial comment on that. In fact, maybe you could say that Rami Bachama's original question was where he's being matfis in the meat before Zrikas Damim. And our Gemara would be going according to that. Our Gemara would be going according to the other, to an alternate possible understanding of Rami Bachama's question. And Mar Zutra would be saying, at least you should be able to answer that based on the Braisa that we just said. Okay. Anyway, the point is, so we have Rami Bachama's question, and on the face of it, we can relate it to what we just said in the Braisa. So either it would mean, according to the first explanation that Tosfos brings, that now Mazutra is saying that maybe, in fact, we still have to say after all, Baal Miyaka Okar, and then Rami Bachama's question becomes relevant. And according to Tosfos's preferred explanation, no, the Gemara is still sticking with Baal Mega's guy is, but the question is whether we can answer Rami Bachama's question, or at least one aspect of his question with the braisa that we just said. But the Gemara says, Midomi, how do you compare that? The difference is, Hossam, when it comes to Rami Bachama's case of the Shlomim, Kivin de Omahare Alekim Sar Zevach Shlomim, since he said this fruit should be to me like the meat of the Zevach Shlomim. And the fact is, even the Shlomim, the Afagav de la Achash Mizrach Domi, Motzi Ochale Bachutz, even though it is true that after the blood is sprinkled, you're allowed to eat it outside the Mikdash, anywhere in Yerushalayim, Mikdash Kaddish, the fact is it still does have a great degree of Kedusha. There are a bunch of rules still about it. You still can't take it outside of Yerushalayim. You can't eat it Betumah. You have only a certain restricted amount of time to eat it. So you might have that the person mistakenly thinks that there's enough residual Kedusha in it that he can be makfisin it. So you could say that in Rami Bachama's question, the question could be not so much whether objectively you could be whether objectively right now the Shlomim is considered to have enough Yusha to be matfisin. The question would be, is the person maybe thinking wrongly that he could do that because there's a certain degree of Yusha left in. Avol Hacha, but when it comes to the case of the two women, Isakrat with Tznana Kamakris, if Leah is meaning to go according to Tznana, according to the final result, what do you mean? How could she? Hohe for Labaila. The fact is, Rachel's husband was Mefer for her, so obviously Leah is not going to be Makris in something that's non-existent. So not necessarily can we relate Rami Bachama's question to the Braisa, because in the Braisa it's very clear that there's no neder of Rachel's for Leah to be matfis in, but with the Shlomim it's not really so clear. You could mistakenly think that there's enough Dusha in it to be able to be matfis in it, and then the question is, does that fact that he might think that way, is that enough to create a neder here or not? On the other hand, the Gemara says, Ikka d'amri, another version goes, Hainu d'Rami b'Choma v'Adai. As a matter of fact, yes, it is exactly the same as Rami b'Choma's question. And yes, according to that, we would in fact be able to use the Braisa to answer Rami b'Choma's question. Because it's true that the Shlomim is mutter to eat. But the fact is that it's still called a shlomim. It still has rules to it that are of a shlomim, and therefore it can still be considered maybe something that you can be makfis in, or something that you could have been makfis in until now, at least, which would be again similar to Leah being makfis in the neder of Rachel's that existed until now. Okay. So now the Gemara
is going to continue. Now the Gemara is going to take up another point. Now, according to many of the Mefarshim, this is a new point that the Gemara, a side point that now the Gemara is bringing up. Now that we established that you can have, that Leah says about Rachel, she can say Va'ani, and I, meaning I will be a Nazir, just like you are, or she can say Ani Kim Moisech, I will be like you. What about if she uses a different Lashon, the Gemara is going to ask over here. On the other hand, According to the Mefarish, it's pretty much a continuation of what we said before. You're telling me that we can answer, according to the Ikka d'Amri, you can answer Rami Bahama's question based on the Braisa, because we can, in fact, relate them to each other. But what about if she says a different Lashon, which the Gemara is going to quote now, would the same thing be true, that you can that the same din would apply, and therefore would we say that the same din would apply, and therefore that Rami Bahama's question is relevant to that one also? So the Gemara asks, Omra la harini nezira beikvech mahu. What if Leah says about Rachel, I am nezira beikvech? Now the word beikvech can have two meanings. It can mean the word okev can mean the end. Tosfos brings, for example, you have the pasuk by the Nachash in Gan Eden, where Hashem says, "Va'ata tishufenu okev, you will crush him in the end." Hashem says to Adam that even though the Nachash and all of his various continuators throughout the generations are always going to be attacking you, but va'ata tishufenu okev, you will have the final victory over him. So in that case, the word be'ikvayich would mean I'm going according to your end, according to your final result. On the other hand, the word Ekev can also mean because of, as you have, for example, Ekev Asher Shama Avraham B'Kol, because Hashem listened to my voice. So therefore, so now the question is, if Leah says, Harein Nezira B'Ikvich, if she says, I will be a Nezira B'Ikvich, so now, what would be the din if Rachel's husband is Mefer for her? Do we say Harein B'Ikvich B'Kula Milsa? Do we say Harein B'Ikvich refers to the entire thing? So therefore, in other words, she's saying it all depends on the results. If at the end you're not a Nazira, then I'm saying that my Nazira should never come into effect in the first place. Or maybe she means to refer to the time before her husband was Mefer, Asira, and then in that case she's Osir, because in that case then the word Be'ikveh means it means following you. You became a Nazira, so I'm following you and becoming a Nazira as well, and not making it depend on what the final result of your Nazira is. So what would be the difference? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's prove from our Mishnah. Ha'isha shenodra b'nazir. We said that if Rachel made a woman makes a neder of nazirus, v'shama baila v'oma v'ani, her husband hears and answers and says, v'ani, and I, ain't a yochel l'hafer. So we say he can't be made for her nazirus. And we've been saying all this time, we learned this yesterday as well, that the reason why the husband wouldn't be able to do that is because then in effect he's being made for his own nazirus as well, and you can't be made for your own nazirus. You can only be made for in order to cancel your own neder, you need to go to a rav, or in the case of a woman, she needs to go to her husband. You can't lo yachol dvara, after all, you can't transgress your own neder. So therefore you could say that once he says va'ani, so the implication is that he's saying you're a Nazira, and so he's saying you're a Nazira, and so am I. And now if he's made for hers, in effect his goes away as well, and he can't do that. So now we're going to assume, for purposes of the question, that the word that saying hareini be'ikvech and saying va'ani are effectively the same thing. In the Mishnah, the husband is only saying va'ani, but in the question we ask is if a woman says hareini be'ikvech. So So Tosfos and the Rosh explain the comparison is as follows. In the Mishnah, in the case of Be'ikvich, the case of Hareini Be'ikvich is that Rochel and Leah, neither one has power over the other one's Nedarim. So therefore, we can ask whether she means, am I going according to how you did originally, or am I going how you're going to end up at the end? But on the other hand, the husband is able to be matir, is able to be made for the wife's neder. So therefore, so maybe when he says va'ani, he's in effect saying hareini be'ikvich, he's saying that I'll follow be'ikvich, where again, the question is, does he mean the original status right now where you made the nazirus, or the later status where I know definitively, I have the ability to make that status different, I have the ability to cancel that neder. So therefore, saying va'ani, in effect, would be the equivalent of that, because the whole time when he says va'ani, on the face of it, it means up until then, he had the chance to be made for her nazirus, and was saying so far, the only reason why he can't is only because then he'd be made for his own as well. If you're going to tell me that when one person says hareini be'ikvich, be'ikra kamatvis, then you're trying to be matvis in the original status of it. So what's the problem? The original status was a valid nazirus, leifa lo lidida, he can be made for her nazirus, for loikim didei, and his own nazirus will remain intact. The whole point was saying why he can't be made for her nazirus is because then he'd be made for his own as well. So if you're going to say that his nazirus only depends on the initial status of her nazirus, good, then from now on, he can be made for her nazirus. That won't affect his at all. His will still be in effect. And he won't be over on bal yachol dvarei, on lo yachol dvarei by canceling her neck. So doesn't that show el alav shmamino bekula de milsa mitvis? Doesn't that show that he's trying to be matvis in the entire thing? Meaning, in other words, even as far as the end of it, the hilkachu delay motzi mefer, and that would explain why he can't be mefer. Because then he'd be made for his own nazirus as well. Well then, ha isha. Well, in the case of Rachel and Leah that we were talking about, the omer hareini beikvich. When she says hareini beikvich, it would be the same thing that she means to go according to the entire status of the nazirus, not just the initial status. And so hinami muteres. Then the result is Leah is going to be muter because Rachel's husband was made for her. Therefore, at the end, the nazirus doesn't exist. We don't care the fact that at the beginning it did exist, because we're going to say be'ikvech means at the end, like va'atat shufenu okev, like we said before, and therefore, so that would answer that. The Gemara answers that's not a proof. Loi la'olam be'ikra matfis. You could say that after all, the husband is matfis in the original part of the neder. In other words, when he says va'ani, he's not referring to the whole status of the neder. He's only referring to how it is at the beginning. And it's true, and the reason why, Bahacha, the reason why he can't be Mefer, not because then he'd be Mefer his own Nazirus as well. It's true. Based on that principle, you would still say that if he's Mefer after that, his Nazirus would still be intact. The reason is, as we learned before, Kivin de Omala Va'ani, once he says the word Va'ani, Ka'oima Kayim Lichidami, it's the equivalent of saying that he's Makayim Huneder, that he approves of Huneder. So if he will go and be matter neder about his akoma, then good, then he'll be able to be made for her neder. The eloi, and if not, then not because it impinges on his own neder, but just because once he said va'ani, then that's it. It's too late for him to be made for her neder, as we learned in Nadar. So there's no proof one way or the other when one woman says be'ikvich, whether it means according to the beginning or according to the end. You could learn it either way. The Gemara continues. We said in the Mishnah, hareini nazir va'at. We said that if the husband says to his wife, I am a nazir, and you, we learned in the Mishnah that the word va'at is it's a question. Va'at, what about you? Do you want to become a nazir or not? But we're going to see in our Gemara over here, we're going to discuss that. We're going to end up saying that that is what it means. Rav Ashi, Abaya rather, is going to bring that point. But so we're not going to start with that assumption. We're going to start with the assumption that the word va'at in the Mishnah can also mean a statement, meaning that he's saying that I am a nazir and you, which implies, in other words, that his nazirus depends on hers. Only if she becomes a nazir is he becoming a nazir. So he says, "Hareini nazir va'at va'omra amen," and she answers, "Amen." Mefer shalav shaloi kayam. So we said, then he can be mefer her nazirus, and his still remains intact. So the Gemara says, I have a contradiction from a Braisa. A Braisa says, Hareini Nazir Va'at. If the husband says, I am a Nazir and you, Va'amra Amen, and she answers Amen, Shneim Asurin, both of them are Asur, and he can't be made for the Neder. Because again, we have the same problem as before, that then if he's made for her Neder, then his Neder is gone as well, and he can't be made for his own Neder in that way. The Im Lav, and if she didn't answer Amen, the Braisa continues, Shneim Mutarin, then both of them are Mutar, meaning neither one is a Nazir, because he made his neder depend on hers. So she didn't say Amen. She didn't want to accept it. So therefore his Nazirus doesn't take effect either, because in effect it was a Nazirus based on a Tanakh. So now, in the Braisa, we're saying that there's no case where he's Osir and she's, and where she's Mutter and she's Osir. It's either both of them are Osir if she said Amen, or both of them are Mutter if she didn't say Amen. So what is it? Amar Rav Yehuda Tani. So Rav Yehuda says you have to. By the way, Tosfos points out that in order for this question to work, in order for the second Braisa to work, going back to what we said before about Miyaka Ocker or Megas Gaias, you would have to say that Baal Miyaka Ocker. You would have to say that the Tana of this Braisa has to hold that Miyaka Ocker. If he says I'm a Nazir and you are a Nazir as well, if she says Amen, then both of them are Osir. Because if she doesn't say Amen, then neither Nazirus is in effect. Meaning, in other words, again, if we said Megas Gaias, you wouldn't say there'd be a problem of Lo Yachal Dvaray, because in any case, her Nazirus was in effect until now, and therefore he's able to be Matfis in it. And the fact that he cancels it later doesn't affect his own Nazirus. Only if we say Miyaka Ocker, that he uproots the Nazirus, then you'd have to say that when he's made for hers, his is automatically gone as well, and that would be a problem. So anyway, so the Gemara is answering that to reconcile the contradiction between the Braisas, Amar Rav Yehuda, Toni Meferis Shalav V'Shaloi Kayim. You have to correct the wording of the Braisa and say that it says, like the Mishnah, that he's made for her neder and her and his remains intact. So now Tosfos explains, we're not actually changing the wording of the Braisa. We're explaining when we say Shnei Masurim means until he's made for, both of them are also. We thought that he can't be made for, and now the Braisa is saying. So now we're saying that actually, no, now we would be saying that the Tana of this Braisa, unlike what we just said a second ago, we thought that the Tana of the Braisa held Miyaka Ocker. Now we're going to say Megas Gaias. So the Chiddush is therefore that the husband is able to be made for hers and still keep his intact because being made for her neder doesn't impinge on his neder. Therefore, there's no problem with Lo Yachal Dvaray. Obviously, then, in the Reisha, until he's made for, both of them are also. There's no real Chiddush in it, but fine, according to that, the first part of the Braisa would just be there as an introduction to the second part. There are Mephoshim, in fact, who say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're literally changing the words of the Braisa, not just reinterpreting it. The Rosh makes another point as well. We're saying that if she doesn't say Amen, if she doesn't accept the Nazirus, then neither of them has Nazirus. So then what do you mean? What is there to be made for of his, that what is there to be made for of hers, that his should still exist? And the Rosh explains that there's a difference between whether the Nazirus is Chal and whether afterwards it's Batel. Similar to what we said before, I guess, about the beginning of the Nazirus or the end of the Nazirus. Here you can say, in other words, that he's saying that as far as accepting the Nazirus, if you don't want to accept the Nazirus, if you don't say Amen to me, then I'm not accepting Nazirus either. But if she does accept it, then he's saying that nevertheless, mine is still fully in effect. I'm not making mine depend on yours to that extent. So there'd be that difference. Therefore, if she doesn't say Amen, then there's no Nazirus for either of them. But if she says Amen, now there is Nazirus for both of them. He can still be made for hers. And again, on the grounds, Megas Gaias, his still stays intact. We don't have to worry about his still stays intact, but he didn't say to begin with that the status of his Nazirus should depend on the ultimate status of her Nazirus, unlike what we said before about the two women, where you could say that Leah is saying that my Nazirus depends on the ultimate status of yours. Now we don't have to say that, or Bryce is saying that. Anyway, the point is, so therefore there's no contradiction. The Mishnah is saying that that Shneim Mutarin, the Mishnah is saying rather that he can be made for her part of the neder and his is Kayam. The Braisa is saying Shneim Asurin or Shneim Mutarin. But what we mean is Shneim Asurin, but he still has the ability to be made for her neder, and then it won't be Shneim Asurin. And if she didn't never said omen in the first place, then you don't even have then b'chlal you don't have nazirus and shneim mutarim. Abaya omen. Abaya says you don't need to reinterpret or change the wording of the brayse at all. The difference is after the time of kedikatoni, you could even say the way it says exactly. The difference is brayse going to omela hareni nazir va'at. In the brayse, he's making it as a statement. He's saying I am a nazir and you. So in effect, what he's saying is, I will be a nazir if you are a nazir. So therefore, so now, the Katoni Nidra Benidra, so now he's making his neder depend on hers. If she agrees to it, then his nazirus comes into effect. And if she doesn't, then not. So therefore, once she agrees to it and says, Amen, then he can't be made for because then he'd be made for his own, then he'd be made for his own neder as well. On the other hand, continues Abaya, Omasnisin, going to Omala, Harini Nazir Va'at Mai. In the Mishnah, the Va'at is a question. He's asking, I'm going to be a Nazir no matter what. What about you? Do you want to come along with me as well? So he's not making his Nazirus depend on hers. Mishumahachi Mefer, Shalav, Shaloi Kayam. Therefore, he can be made for hers, and his remains intact because his never depended on hers in the first place, and him being made for her neder does not have anything to do with canceling his own neder. For him to cancel his own neder would be a problem of lo yachal dvaroi, but for him to cancel a neder that his doesn't depend on is not a problem. There is a point over here in this connection. There's a point where the Rambam actually seems to have a different girsa, and he explains differently that. We've been quoting all this time the Mishnah and quoting it in the Gemara that says made for Shalom Shaloi Kayam, that he's made for her part and his one is still upheld, is still enforced. But the Rambam actually has a Girsa made for Shalom Shaloi Bottle, that he's made for hers and his is bottle as well, because it, even in the Mishnah, we're not talking about that it was a question. It is. It's a question. He can understand that's a question, but he's saying, I am a Nazir, and you, what about you? If you're willing to accept Nazirus, then I'm willing to accept Nazirus as well. And then that also involves a different Girsa in the Gemara over here. One point is, there is something that Tosfos learns earlier on Chafala from Adbeis. Tosfos brings that the concept when we say the husband cannot cancel the wife's neder, when the fact that we say over there that a person can't cancel his own neder, that's only where he's doing it directly. If a person said, I'm making a neder, and later on he says, you know what, I don't want this neder anymore, he can't be made for it. But Tosfos learns earlier that actually when the husband is made for the wife's neder, and because of that, a consequence of it is that his own neder is gone, then not necessarily does lo yachel apply. So therefore, the Rambam can also be learning like that as well. The Rambam can be learning, therefore, that the husband does have the ability not only to be made for her neder, but his automatically goes away as well, because he made his nazirus depending on hers, and it would actually be like what we said before, Hireni Kemoisech, where he says that I'll be like you, and therefore that if her nazirus is gone, then so is his.